today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamu alaikum. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about to enjoy worship. Salamu alaikum. Today, Friday, is the 24th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is verses 56 and 58 of chapter Az-Zariyat.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ
And I did not create the jinn and mankind except to worship me.
مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ
I do not want from them any provision, nor do I want them to feed me.
Inna Allah huwa ar-Razzaqu dhul quwwati al-matin.
Indeed, it is Allah who is the continual provider, the firm possessor of strength.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse is saying that Allah did not create jinn and men, but for being worshipped and glorified by them. The contextual meaning of the blessed verse is that the purpose behind the creation of jinn and mankind is that they worship Allah Almighty. According to lexicographical sources, servantship designated the highest state of humbleness against the object of worship, supposed to have granted infinite bounties and blessings, and He Allah is solely Allah Almighty, and He is solely Allah Almighty. Thus, servantship is the zenith of human perfection, and His closeness to Allah Almighty. It is the highest state of submission to divine pure essence. It is unconditional obedience to Allah Almighty in all respects.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in life, a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone. Anything in life but you.
To enjoy worship. The concept of worship in Islam differs from the found in other religions and is therefore subject to misunderstanding. In general, worship is understood to mean the observance of certain rituals. That means prayer, fasting, giving charity, and other good works. In Islam, however, worship is much more. It is one's entire life. The definition goes something like this. Worship is an all-inclusive term for those internal and external saying and actions of a person that are pleasing to Allah. In other words, worship is that which is done in obedience to Allah's will, which obviously includes rituals but goes far beyond to the realm of one's beliefs, social activities, and personal contributions to one's society and fellow human beings.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Today we are going to talk about how we can enjoy our worship and the acts of worship. Also, some ways to obtain the presence of heart in prayers are to give importance to prayers, knowing and gaining knowledge and ma'rifah, feeling the need and understanding the meaning of prayer, remembering that death is among the important factors that one can actually work on to gain presence of heart in prayers, as it has been mentioned in Nahjul Balagha, the peak of eloquence, by Imam Ali alayhi salam. You can find plenty of cases that Imam Ali alayhi salam focuses on this concept and how to remember death while we are in this world. And and farewell prayer and praying and asking for the presence of heart in prayers. And that is, we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this chance to have our hearts alive and present in our ibadah. Achieving the joy of worship and being blessed in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only possible when the mirror of the human heart is cleansed of all dirt and pollution, so that nothing but the role of one remains in it. That is, the oneness, the unity should remain in our heart, and nothing except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should exist in our existence, in our hearts, in our relations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the creator.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
on the continuation of today's special, we'll look at attaining inner peace through worship. In the end, worship in Islam extends to all aspects of life, transforming mundane tasks into spiritual ones. Muslims balance their religious duties and everyday responsibilities, aware of their accountability to Allah in the hereafter. When people fulfill their true purpose of worship Allah, it enables them to attain a profound sense of peace that results from submitting to the Creator, the only one worthy of worship. Allah says in chapter 13, verse 28, "Truly it is in the remembrance of Allah that hearts find peace." Peace be upon him, next to the Prophet Muhammad and the Ahlul Bayt, represents the invocation Muslims say with his name as a form of respect. today, ways to get closer to Allah. One of these ways is keeping in touch. By not communicating with Allah regularly, we are only harming ourselves. He is there for us all times of the day and night. He loves to hear us call out to Him. So stay on the path of righteousness and keep in touch. Don't be a stranger. And when my servants ask you, O Muhammad, concerning me, indeed I am near. I respond to the invocation of the supplicant when he calls upon me. So let them respond to me by obedience and believe in me, that they may be rightly guided. Chapter 2, verse 186. I'm near to the thought of my servant as he thinks about me, and I am with him as he remembers me. And if he remembers me in his heart, I also remember him in my heart. And if he remembers me in assembly, I remember him in assembly better than his remembrance. And if he draws near me by the span of a palm, I draw near him by the cubit. And if he draws near me by the cubit, I draw near him by the space covered by two hands. And if he walk towards me, I rush towards him.
So, self-sufficiency and recognizing God's omnipotence and His self-sufficiency and greatness calls us towards His worship, the need that we have for His worship. So, I want to share with you what other benefits does, according to the hadith, what other benefits does prayer and worship offer the believer? According to the words of Al-Imam Ja'far bin Muhammad As-Sadiq alayhi salam, he says the following. He says, "Inna ma'rifata Allah ta'ala أنس من كل وحشة وصاحب من كل وحدة ونور من كل ظلمة وقوة من كل ضعف وشفاء من كل سقم." This is what the understanding and recognition of God provides for a believer. The recognition of God establishes, number one, a sense of comfort in the face of fear, companionship in the face of desolation. When you feel desolate and alone, in dua, al-jawshan al-kabir, we call out to God, Ya mu'nisi inda wahshati, Ya sahibi inda ghurbati. Oh, my companion in the times of my loneliness. Oh, the one who is there as an intimate friend in my darkest times, my loneliest times. Al-Imam Zayn al-Abidin alayhi salam says, as long as I have the Quran, the word of Allah, I am never alone. I never feel lonely. As long as I have Allah's word with me, the Quran. It's light in darkness. It is strength in weakness. And it is the cure for every ailment. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, if you recognize and you worship God in the way that it is due, this is what you will feel. This is what you will experience.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic, I mean, enjoying worshipping Allah, on the next episode of today's special. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
So close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further away from you. Ooh, Allah, you brought me home. I thank you with every breath I take.